With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. After its leader Yahya Sinwar was confirmed killed by the Israeli military, the terrorist group Hamas reiterated its stance that hostages they took from Israel a year ago will not be released until there's a ceasefire in Gaza and a withdrawal of Israeli troops. But White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration believes now is the time to restart peace talks that stalled weeks ago.
I don't want to speculate, but I suspect that if and when we can get those talks back in place, the starting point will be where we left it. Where that goes, I just don't know. We're not in a position right now where serious negotiations are in the offing.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a day earlier that his country's military will keep fighting until the hostages are released and will remain in Gaza to prevent a severely weakened Hamas from rearming. There will be yet another government investigation into aircraft manufacturer Boeing's safety compliance.
The government announces its continuing close oversight of Boeing, which intensified after a panel blew off an Alaska Air jet mid-flight in January. The FAA says its review will examine key areas of safety procedures. Last week, the Transportation Department's Inspector General said there are weaknesses in FAA's oversight. The auditor said the FAA failed to ensure Boeing and its suppliers are meeting engineering and design requirements for parts, and that it's failed to investigate claims Boeing's putting improper pressure on its safety inspectors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 36 points, the Nasdaq rose 115. This is SRN News. Britain has outlawed prayer.
At least outside abortion clinics, a man has been found guilty by a court in Dorset of praying silently outside a clinic because he was inside the buffer zone that was recently established by the government. The court found Adam Smith Connor guilty of, quote, disapproval of abortion. He will not be sentenced unless he violates the law again. Pro-life and free speech critics say the United Kingdom has now essentially outlawed prayer and belief, at least in certain locations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Mississippi judge dismissed a lawsuit that challenged a potential conflict between a 2022 state law that bans most abortions and a 1998 state Supreme Court ruling that said abortion is guaranteed in the Mississippi Constitution. Hinds County Judge Crystal Martin has decided that the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists lacks legal standing. This is SRN News. Is the electric vehicle Tesla's self-driving system more dangerous when the road is hard to see? Correspondent Jennifer King reports the federal government plans to find out.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after multiple crashes and low visibility conditions. The probe could affect 2.4 million vehicles from 2016 onward. Government documents say the agency opened the investigation on Thursday after the company reported four crashes. In one, a pedestrian was killed. Sun glare, fog, and airborne dust can obscure details on the road. Investigators are looking into the system's ability to detect and respond appropriately and contributing circumstances, like weather updates affected the system's performance. Tesla has had to recall the system before, in part because it was disobeying stop signs and traffic laws. Jennifer King, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.